This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Workers in India are preparing to feel the heat. Hello, I'm Leanna Byrne, and you're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report, and we're coming to you live from the BBC World Service. Thanks for tuning in. Now, India's policymakers are already dealing with stubborn inflation, and now the country is getting ready for more heat waves than usual in the coming months. Temperatures could soar to over 104 Fahrenheit. And that would hit certain parts of its economy, like food production, at a time when the Indian government is trying to bring down prices ahead of the general election. Here's the BBC's Anbarasan Etharajan in Delhi.
These 3 months are going to be really hot. I mean, usually summer is hot in India, but what the scientists are saying is that the intensity of the heat has increased, not just about Delhi. If you see the major cities, some of the areas were witnessing 5 degrees Celsius more than what it used to be. So what impact this have? For example, day wage laborers, those who are involved in construction work, and also agricultural laborers who are working in the field, and people pulling carts or rickshaws. That's a huge social problem. If the heat persists, that will have an impact on agricultural production as well. India is the world's second biggest producer of wheat. In 2022, because of this heat wave phenomenon, it hit the overall production. And as a result, India banned exports for a few months. It is not simply about people trying to protect themselves from the heat wave. It is also having an impact on society and agriculture as well as business. Scientists are clearly linking this with both global warming as well as with the El Nino weather pattern, where the intensity of the heat as well as the intensity of the monsoon both increase.
Anbarasan Etharajan there. Okay, it's time to do the numbers. Shares in the Chinese property giant Country Garden, which defaulted in October, were suspended from trading today after the company failed to publish its annual report for last year. Meanwhile, rising oil prices have pulled European stocks up. Europe's region-wide Stoxx 600 was up at an all-time high this morning. Now, the latest story on artificial intelligence that I have for you is that the US and the UK just shook hands on a new groundbreaking AI agreement. It was signed in Washington and means that the two sides are teaming up to tackle the risks of new AI technology, like its role in cyber attacks and bioweapon design. Now, if you're a working parent, you'll know that childcare is pricey. In England, the government has just expanded taxpayer-funded care to younger children. But nursery providers say they're already struggling to provide enough places. The BBC's Vanessa Clark has more.
Come on then, guys, let's go. Mara, can you find your name, please?
It's 8 a.m. here at Granby Nursery in the East Midlands region of England. And it's already a hive of activity.
Can count to five, that's good.
One, two... Three, four.
My name is Shipra Deb. I am a nursery owner and currently have 8 nurseries. Most of my nurseries are full and we've got waiting lists now till 2025. There are other nurseries that have spaces but simply cannot expand because of a lack of staff. People are feeling the pinch from the cost of living crisis and the massive increases with national minimum wage.
So does that mean that you have to put costs up for parents?
Yes, and this year is a primary example where we've had to put the costs up by a significant margin just to remain sustainable.
Nurseries and childminders with long waiting lists are becoming increasingly common. A survey from Coram found that only 1 in 3 councils in Great Britain now have sufficient availability for children under 2 in all areas. And that age group is where demand is expected to grow, particularly in England, where government-funded hours, also known as free hours, are being extended to include younger children. Here is Coram's Family and Childcare Managing Director, Ellen Brumay.
Our report paints a really bleak picture for parents. They're facing a double whammy of above inflation price rises and a dramatic drop in availability of childcare places.
In Northamptonshire, Therese is walking her daughter Quinn home. The 2-year-old's nursery is just a 5-minute walk from their house. The fees are more than $16,000 a year, and they won't be getting any cheaper.
So our nursery has had to take the really tough decision to opt out of the funding hours because they're currently running at a massive deficit because what the government pay them just doesn't cover their day-to-day running costs of the nursery. The fact that we can't actually access the little help that there is it's really frustrating.
The Department for Education says 150,000 parents have already applied for the extra hours on offer from April, and they have increased the rate paid to providers for younger children. From September, even more families will be eligible as the scheme for working parents expands to include children from 9 months, which will put extra demand on a struggling sector. I'm the BBC's Vanessa Clark for Marketplace.
If you're like me and you enjoy doing nothing, the Dutch have a word for that. Niksen. No, not that Niksen. This is from the Dutch noun niks, which means nothing. The BBC's Anna Holligan explains the benefits.
If you look at some of the data, the Dutch have one of the shortest working weeks in Europe, yet they're among the most productive people. They prioritise work-life balance. It's perfectly plausible that Niksen could be part of the secret to that success. And there is a science behind Niksen. So by building relaxing moments or brain breaks into your days, you can balance your stress levels by tapping into your rest and digest response. So a few minutes of Niksen every day could improve your focus and decision making. So Niksen, it's about giving yourself permission, recognizing the value and simply tuning in and zoning out.
Rest and digest. I like it. Anna Holligan there, and I'm Leanna Byrne with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.